Hello and welcome in the new episode of the Shubh Show. I'm your host Shubham Maheshwari and you are listening the Shubh Show. I hope you are doing great in your life. And before this episode, we talk about a series called Mental Health Awareness, where we are going to talk about anxiety, about depression, about mental disorder, stress, pressure, etc. We are going to cover this all topic in separate episodes. First of all, I'm not a great expert in this field. I'm just sharing my experience, my thoughts, my point of view on a related topic, and I'm not going to give any type of like tips, advices, etc. because if I talk frankly, I need those tips. I'm just sharing my experience, how I am trying to overcome these situation if I have, or how people are covering this situation if they have. I think this might help some people, and this can be useless for some people. So let's start. Do you know what anxiety really feel is? People who had anxiety or they had anxiety in some days can feel this. Every time anxiety doesn't look like you are sitting in a corner of your room and just crying and crying and thinking about something. But sometimes anxiety looks like you are with your friends enjoying, partying, you are gossiping with your friends, and suddenly you came home. You get upset. You don't know what to do. You gone in your past or you gone in your future. You are just thinking about that. Now your heart is like racing. You feel tense, you might breathe little fast, you are worried about the situation you are in or you are going to have in the future. You don't know the plans, you are just thinking and thinking. You feel very tense to sleep, you don't have getting a proper sleep, and next morning you are normal. So this can be anxiety. And I think that people who have anxiety at night or at a particular time are worse, because like you feel that you are not anything in your life for a particular time or period. And people who have those anxiety at night are more worse. You are not getting a proper sleep, and if you don't get a proper sleep, your next day will be ruined. So in my case, if I talk with the point of view of mine, I always think about my career. I always think about my future, what I'm going to do. Can I get the things which I want in the future? Can I become what I want to do? Can I pursue career what I want to pursue? Or I just disappear in the crowd, like lakhs of people just living their life every day. They go to job, they work hard all day, they come at night, eat and sleep. This is all my life. I think many times about this and I get anxiety. The anxiety which leads to me sometimes suicidal thoughts. And there is statistics which state that many suicides are due to anxiety. People who quiet, who are not able to handle that kind of anxiety, are just do suicides. So like bit of anxiety from time to time is normal, especially for teenagers. It can help you with motivation around school, sport, work, and can help you to keep them out of danger. But if these anxious feelings don't go away, they can interfere with concentrating at school, socializing, friends, enjoying life, and many more things. Like anxiety disorder can be especially more serious for young people because they are still developing, like me. If I left untreated, anxiety disorder in teenagers can have long-term effects. Like, if I talk about the effect, that can continue into adulthood. Signs of anxiety and disorder include like feeling constantly tense, restless, having physical signs including like racing heart, sweating, being sensitive to criticism or extremely self-conscious, having anger issues, and many more things. According to my point of view, now I have overcome the anxiety disorder which I have few months ago. Now many people want to know how I did this. There is just a simple answer. Do those work which make you feel that you are achieving your goal. Why people get anxiety? Because they are thinking in the future. If you work towards the thing which you can think that can give you all the things you want in future, your mind automatically thinks that you are going to something in your life and your anxiety goes away. There are many, many more things, but I think episode is getting longer because according to my podcast, I make episode between 6 to 7 minutes, so people can listen it quickly. But if I want to give some tips according to me, like I'm not giving a tip of like people who self-help coaches give, but according to me, how I came out of anxiety is 3 things. Go to bed early, use less social media, don't think about the people who are not give you benefits, who are just like making your mental health worse. And last and final thing, always work towards your goal. If you work towards your goal, you are automatically stop having anxiety. I think if you are listening this episode to the end, many people think that the episode is useless, the tips is useless, I am useless. I know I am, but you don't have to think I am useless. So if this episode help you a little bit, if 2%, my motive is successful. The motive of making this episode become successful. And if you want any help from me regarding anxiety, depression and anything, feel free to mail me about this. I will personally talk to you. Mail given in the description of this episode and I will surely help you with this because mental health matters. If you like this episode, please hit the like button where are you listening or follow my podcast. If you feel to follow it and you feel good after listening my episode, if not, thank you for listening. I hope I can make better episode in sometimes in future. Meet you in the next episode. Have a great life.